My name is Michael Hicks at the University of Winchester, and I'm talking about Richard III. Richard III was one of the worst of English kings. That was the view of his earliest chroniclers and of almost all his historians for 500 years, principally because of his seizure of the throne and his murder of the princes in the Tower. Richard was also a failure. He was defeated and killed at the Battle of Bosworth in 1485. To this traditional interpretation, there's been a modern reaction, led by Josephine Tay in her novel The Daughter of Time, by Paul Murray Kendall, and by the Richard III Society, which believes Richard to have been libelled, in particular by Sir Thomas More and Tudor propagandist. Kendall was the first to look at the whole Richard, including his career before he became king and his short reign from 1483 to 5. Richard III's supporters have succeeded up to a point. No king could ever have been as wicked as Richard was depicted in his early histories. Whenever there is a debate today whether Richard was more sinned against than sinning, Richard always wins. Students often reject almost all the sources relating to Richard III as Tudor propaganda, which is to exaggerate considerably. Much detailed research by such historians as Charles Ross, who wrote The Standard Life of Richard III, Rosemary Horrocks, Tony Pollard and myself, has revealed that Richard was already condemned in his own lifetime, has demonstrated his personal ruthlessness, and have shown that his good intentions led to nothing, or merely continued the work of his brother Edward IV. What we have now is a more balanced picture, but the principal charges remain.